You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
Around.
hundred to one says I wouldn't react, but I'm the one in 100 who would swing right back. Yes, I'm the one. Thousands of steps and staircases to climb, thousands of men you're most likely to climb, and yet I'm the one. 10,001, could I possibly bet? I'm compelled by your love and I haven't lost yet. Clearly you're the one. Don't gleam in the spent, you're left with none. $10 million could win the whole lot, but if $10 million is all that you got, you won't be the one. Hundreds of millions of papers to sign, hundreds of millions of souls left behind, and yeah, we're the one. A billion to one, don't the odds make you sick? To be one in a billion's a terrible trick. You're the wretched one.
See me, man of the world. no compass, no North Star. Coming back, connected by one thread, it's pulling at your hands like a spider web, like a cut that isn't
we
comes the time you plan to give your body to the flame.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets, and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Where's your hot Ebenezer? When it's Christmas time, such a type is a geezer. When it's Christmas time,
I don't know, Doctor. This time of year is just always a little rough for me.
Well, Randy, that's what we're here to talk about. But we won't make any progress unless you start being honest with yourself.
Okay.
That's right. You look in the mirror and you be honest with that guy.
You know what? I think it's just the pressure of being a single person during the holidays. You know, all the family gatherings and underwear parties. Are you playing a game on your phone?
Yeah, sorry. This is just boring as f***.
Are you even a real therapist?
Yes. I graduated from Trump University and I got a refund.
You know what? I should go.
Look, this is classic fear of intimacy, all right? It's a direct byproduct of your trust issues, which likely stem from some repressed childhood trauma.
What is this, the Prince of Tides?
No, Queen, and that is the fourth Barbra Streisand reference you've made this session.
Well, it's Hanukkah.
You're deflecting. Think back and tell me what happened.
No, I can't. It's too painful.
Everything.
Okay, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. Oh, and what a laugh it would have been. Had only seen mommy kissing Santa Claus last night.
Oftentimes, the shame and resentment surrounding parental infidelity has a lasting impact on the child.
I just can't seem to let it go, Doctor.
You're trying to heal the wounds of your past. It certainly explains your daddy issues.
You think?
And more specifically, your penchant for stocky, older, bearded, married dudes who bring their own toys.
I don't even know. I never told you that.
Well, it says it right here in your Grindr profile.
Have you been on Grindr this whole time?
Sorry. I was paying attention at the beginning, but then it just, you know, it got so boring.
I gotta get better insurance. Okay, so help me out, Doctor. How do I get rid of my penchant?
I just like to say that actually penchant is not the right way to pronounce it. It's penchant, but American people do that. They also say chaise lounge when they mean chaise long.
I would like to see your manager.
Some mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see you creep down the stairs to have a peep.
No. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Are you writing this down?
And you saw mommy tickle Santa Claus.
This isn't making me feel better.
Underneath his beard so snowy white.
Ooh, and what a mess it would have been. Had only
family scene. Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night.
Said she wasn't surprised, but that doesn't make it okay. You say nobody loves a city, nobody loves what can love them back. One way ticket in your pocket. What happened to the charm of a small town? If you find what you're looking for, be sure to send a postcard. You promised you'd never forget the little ones when you got big.
University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Like me should burn around. somebody do this on purpose when they could do something else? Drowning out the morning birds with the same three songs over and over. I wish I wrote it, but I didn't, so I learned the words. Hum along till the feeling's gone forever. Took a tour to see the stars, but they weren't out tonight. So I wished hard on a Chinese satellite. I want to believe. Instead, I look at the sky and I feel nothing. You know. I want to be wrong. You were screaming at the evangelicals. They were screaming right back from what I remember. And you said I will never be your vegetable.
When you step out my front door. You're lighting your fifth cigarette of the day. We're walking down the street, you're stepping onto the train. We've got the whole world to greet, and I can sing you a song that I hope you can sing to the world. And I can be your little songbird. When you get home at the end of the day, you're tired and you're weary. You're putting out your last cigarette as the sun is setting. You're crawling into bed. I'll sing you a lullaby into the morning light, and I will sing softly but still can be heard, and I can be your little songbird. I can sit on your shoulder. Baby, baby, you can be my perch. And I can sing you a song that I hope you can sing to the world. I can be your little songbird, your songbird. And I can be your little songbird.
Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.